proclamation number 8945 dated the February 27th, 1965. Explanation about the existence as a human being. You have already been on Earth for an infinitely long time, which you can truly call eternities, albeit not as a self-aware original spirit. Instead, you cover this long path as minutely tiny particles so that you can regain the original state which was yours in the beginning. If you consider that you traveled through all creations, since everything you see around yourselves, everything that is to be regarded as a work of creation, must be a spark of strength from me, otherwise you would be unable to exist, then you will also learn to look upon these creations as my once emanated spiritual beings which deliberately abandoned contact with me but which, since they are everlasting, must also establish this connection with me again one day. Because it is and remains the law that my emanated strength will return to me again. Only then will you judge the human stage correctly, in which you should establish this conscious connection with me. And all creations around you will remind you to strive towards this final goal if you don't want to travel the path through the creations again, which you have now escaped with my help. And the fact that this is true must be believed by you, for it is conveyed to you by my spirit but cannot be proven, yet only in this way can the whole of creation be explained to you, and I do so in view of the near end, in order to give you humans an explanation as to what you and the whole of creation basically are. For the few who are open-minded recognize the only explanation therein. They recognize my infinite love, unsurpassed wisdom and infinite power. And they don't doubt that it is true. Yet far more people live in spiritual darkness and making the immense responsibility of earthly life clear to them will be a difficult task and will usually also be unsuccessful. But they will have to be prepared for a repeated process through the creations of the new Earth if I don't recall them from Earth before. However, if people would for once only seriously ponder the question as to what they are, where they come from and what their actual task on Earth is, countless souls of light would answer this question for them, for these questions would result in one bright thought after another, and the darkness would vanish. But as long as a small light is not kindled for you, so that you realize your life on Earth is the final stage of a process of development after an infinitely long path of preliminary development, you will not live your life on Earth conscientiously and, if you don't live a life of love, there is great danger that your earthly life will be a waste of time. On the other hand, if you live a life of love, you need not know about your previous existence and will still reach your goal, for only love is needed in order to become fully mature on Earth. But since love has grown cold during the last days before the end, I try to address your intellect by informing you of your long earthly progress and explain to you the slow development of all creations in a purely intellectual way in order to make you to think about what your God and Creator intends to achieve by this. I only try to encourage you to reflect on this, because then beings of light will be able to intervene and mentally answer your questions. But if there is no more love among people and if they also refuse to spend serious thought on the matter, then there is no more hope for their deliverance, then the law will inevitably come into force which determines your renewed banishment into matter again. Yet my struggle for the souls will not slow down until the end. And I will send my flow of grace wherever the possibility for a change of will still exists in order to increase the number of those who recognize themselves as having originated from me, who want to return to me again, who will enter the kingdom of light and have attained their purpose in life, who are and will remain my own forever. Amen.